This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're really trying to work towards an agreement to get this thing going. I think everybody's main concern is the safety. You know, the other stuff we can kind of figure out as we go, but you know, players and owners and all this stuff, doctors, everybody wants to be safe. So we don't want to rush into this thing and start risking, health. So not only health based on, you know, this pandemic, but health, you know, physically for the player when it comes to, you know, shortened spring training and trying to get revved up for a season, you know, that fast. So I think that's the main thing that players are focusing on, owners are focusing on, is the health.
That is Cubs lefty John Lester, who visited inside the clubhouse on The Score this past weekend, talking about what it'll take to get Major League Baseball going in 2020. Hi, everyone. Alongside Ron Coomer, Zach Zabin, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And let's find out how close we are to seeing baseball this year. Joining us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park, is USA Today MLB columnist Bob Nightingale. And Bob, almost from the get-go, you've been convinced, saying that it's been, 99% certain that we will see baseball in 2020. Where does that confidence come from?
Well, both sides want to play so badly, Zach. I mean, now that the health thing, you know, looks like that's going to be cleared up, yeah, there'll be some modifications to that plan. States are opening up. You know, you just heard Governor Cuomo up in New York say, hey, instead of you guys going to Florida for spring training, well, you have it right here at Yankee Stadium and Citi Field. So just, you know, players are working out down here in Phoenix right now at the spring training complexes. And so all that needs to be worked out now is the financial thing. And they'll get that done.
Bobby, first of all, thanks for coming on with us. You and I have been friends a long time. And for our listeners at The Score, you know, they've heard you on our station over and over. Folks, if you want to know what's going on in our game, for every broadcaster, every guy, everybody, first thing in the morning when you read about baseball, Bob's one of the first things you want to click on to know what's going on in our game. So, Bobby, we appreciate you coming on because you are as informed. Even when I was playing, I would send you a message and go, what the heck's going on with our league here, Bobby? And you have more info than me, and I was a damn player. And I wasn't always real happy about that, Z, but it is what it is. You know, so, Bobby, right? I mean, you know, we've been friends a long time. But when you look at the safety issue, you just said, and Zach and I kind of said this right before you went on, we feel like, and I do, the financial side will get done. It's not easy, but they'll figure it out. Eventually, that will get figured out. What are some of the keys that you see that you've heard on the health side of the testing that are vital to making sure that the guys can get back? What have you heard from some of the players?
Well, I think they think it's some of the stuff's a little extreme. Like, hey, it's going to be okay to take showers at the ballpark. You can jump in a whirlpool or a hydrotherapy pool, at the ballpark before and after games. And even at a hotel, you know, if your family's with you on the road, you know, I think it's okay to, you know, jump in the swimming pool something like that, or even go to restaurants. You know, I think it's asking a little, you know, too much to say, hey, everybody else in, you know, when you're traveling, say you go to Scottsdale, everybody else can go to the restaurants and have a steak dinner, but you can't. So you can't stop that. You just got to be smart about it.
We're visiting with USA Today MLB columnist Bob Nightingale. I'm curious, did you ever break news to Coombe about Coombe during his playing days?
Probably told me when I was getting released.
Did he really?
No, he did not. He probably could have, though.
We had too much of a good time to worry about that stuff.
But I do, getting back to the safety issue, this is an important week, not just in terms of the safety protocols and making sure both sides are on the same page of that, but, you know, time's becoming an issue as well if you want to start the season around July 4th and get some spring training in at some point during June. Don't you have to find a way to essentially reach an agreement this week, Major League Baseball owners and players, in order to have the kind of season that they'd like to have going forward?
I think, Zach, more like 2 weeks. I mean, they're not going to see the talk about the proposal or even see it until Tuesday. You know, the union won't. So, you know, you're not going to get things done that quickly. Remember when they had that agreement March 26th to give the players service time and, you know, guaranteed money for the first 2 months of the season? You know, that took 2 weeks. So I figure it's got to take about 2 weeks. And then, you know, hey, it doesn't start by July 4th weekend. You know, it can still start mid-July. They just push the season back a little bit. You know, they have to play regular season games through mid-October, that sort of thing. So I don't think there's a real deadline, but the longer, longer it takes to negotiate, the less money for everybody. I mean, the players get paid by the games.
Yeah, everything that I've heard, Bobby, and to your point of pushing the deadline, it does make sense if you have to. You know, that July 4th weekend, I really feel like baseball would really, they really want to get the games on the field for that weekend. I think it'd be great for our country just to have baseball being played and being listened to and seen for that weekend because of what it is for our country. But at the end of the day, you want to get this thing right, and you want everybody to be happy, and you want it to be healthy. So you're probably right that there could be pushed back by a week or so with the negotiation. I got a question for you, though. When you talk a lot to the general managers and to the managers of our league, when they talk about strategies of our game, say we get back, and it is, what are some of their big concerns about how our game's going to be played with half the amount of games that we normally have? I've had my own thoughts on it, but I'm not managing a game, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think the middle relievers will be, you know, really big for teams, particularly at the get-go, because starters are probably going to want to go, you know, 4 innings, 5 innings tops. And, you know, hey, these games, you know, if you play 82 games, these games are going to mean twice as much, so more of a sense of urgency. You know, the GMs and managers say, you know, every year you talk about how important health is, but now more so than ever. It might be the team that's the healthiest, you know, it's a World Series champion. You know, also, you know, with a short season, anything can happen. You know, these teams that had no chance, they can be very dangerous. Remember last year in the NL Central at the All-Star break, the Pirates were only half a game behind the Cardinals.
Right.
You know, the Washington Nationals were dead and buried, and so funny things can happen in half a season.
Talking with USA Today baseball man Bob Nightingale here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I liked how you spoke to agents about some of the creative ways that baseball can go about trying to reach an agreement between the owners and players. Can you share some of the things that might be discussed behind closed doors?
Yeah, I mean, one idea was from Barry Axelrod, you know, the veteran agent who had represented Mark Grace and Bijou, Bagwell, Sutcliffe. His thing was, hey, go ahead and start talking. If you can't get an agreement, say, the first week, let's have an arbitrators do it. You know, each side picks one arbitrator, then the league, you know, then there's a third one, and they decide how much the players will be being paid for the short season and do it. And, you know, that way, you know, you worry about the money later. So the guys will still get paid something right now. And then, you know, as when the arbitrator's found your side as far as what money is owed, you know, the players get paid, you know, later in the season or, you know, in the off season. But, you know, don't waste time arguing over this now. Let's try to get something done quickly.
It's a great point. And what it does is it assures the public, which I think is the most important, that the owners and the players have our game and the viewing public, our fans, in the best interest of them. I just really feel like that might be the best way of going about this, to where, you know, nobody feels like they won or lost. The money gets put where it's supposed to get put, and it's settled that way. But I really think the fans would feel great about the owners and the players saying, we're going to play and we'll figure it out as we go. It's a great way to look at it.
Yeah, and then they'll have more confidence, too, for the next collecting bargaining agreement, you know, which expires December 1st of 2021, that they can play. But, yeah, if for some reason they could not reach an agreement financially, even though health-wise it's safe, you know, the governments are saying, you know, come play baseball, I think baseball set back baseball decades. I think it'd be much worse than the canceling the 94 World Series.
Yeah, especially in this climate. Bob, have you heard from any players who might have some vulnerable conditions that may decide, you know what, even with the safety protocols, it might be my best interest to sit out this season?
You know, I have not. And there's guys, you know, that do have conditions. You know, some not making them public. But, you know, there's a Rockies player that doesn't have a spleen. That sort of thing. There was guys with diabetes, certainly cancer survivors. But I haven't heard from a single player on that. The only concern I've heard is more if they're members of a family, such as, you know, Doolittle of Washington with his wife being asthmatic. And certainly you got players like Mike Trout, you know, whose wife is due with their first baby in August. You know, I think there's a fear there, like, you know, what happens if I bring something home like that? So there's a genuine concern. And that's why I think, hey, if someone has a trouble with it, they certainly should have the right not to play. You know, maybe you don't get paid, but you certainly have the right to sit this one out.
Boy, you talk about changing the way the game would be played and viewed and teams. Could you imagine Joe Maddon and the Angels, and all of a sudden Mike Trout decides he can't play or he won't play? Boy, you talk about a game changer for the 2020 season. Ooh.
Yeah. And, you know, there'd have to be some kind of circumstances because, you know, Ron, but playing is that, you know, you got to get the acceptance from all your teammates, too. You got to have them understand without being considered, you know, a pariah sort of thing. So, yeah, it would have to be a, you know, at least embraced and supported, you know, by your own teammates if you decide you're not going to play this year.
And, Bob, on the way out here, obviously baseball, if it does get played this year, is going to look very different than what we've become accustomed to, especially, you know, Cub fans watching games at Wrigley Field. The crowd plays such a huge part in the game, whether you're an opposing player or the home team. Has Major League Baseball talked about the way games will be presented given some of the limitations that they have to deal with?
Yeah, they're trying to do it, you know, make it as realistic as possible. So they'll pipe in, you know, they'll have walk-up music like normal, maybe, you know, louder music during the games. Maybe even you could even do simulate crowd noise, you know, with a home run and stuff like that. You know, to make it more realistic. The one thing they don't want to do is what happened in 2015 in Baltimore with the civil unrest, when those guys, White Sox and Orioles, play with no fans, but there was nothing in the scoreboard, you know, no walk-up music, and those guys said it was awful. They said it was just eerie. You could actually hear, you know, the broadcast team, you know, from the field talking, and the players and benches. So they're going to try to liven it up. And same with the broadcast. I think, TV and radio, I think they're going to encourage players to say, hey, you know, be part of it. If you're a pitcher, not pitching that day, hey, why not be on for nine innings of that game and just make guys on the field too if they're up for it.
Well, I know we did that during the Marquee Network did that, or ESPN did it, with Anthony and Chris Bryant in the spring training game. And that was very well received by fans. I think it's very difficult to do for a player playing in a game that matters, but it was very well received, that's for sure.
Yeah, and they're going to try to stretch the limits as much as possible and make sure they make it exciting for people right. watching and listening back home, or else it could get dull in a hurry without hearing any sound at all or some give and take between the players.
Well, thank you for not sounding dull with us. We really appreciate it. Hey, Bob, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day. Stay safe, and hopefully we'll get a chance to see you sooner than later if there is indeed Major League Baseball.
Thanks, Bobby. Action. Great to talk to you, buddy.
No, thank you, guys. And I miss not hearing you guys on the radio. My favorite bracket, the favorite crew with you and Pat and Zach. It's a pleasure. Take care, Ron.
Thanks, Bobby.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.